All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Wakara Ridge Public Infrastructure District. Today is July 17th. It's 9:05 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen Reese. For our call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Rich, your chair. Would you like to start?
Rich Walper, Chair.
Nick Polychronis.
Russell Skousen.
Brendan Campbell, Pinnacle Consulting.
All right, that's everyone I show. Christy, do we have any members of the public back at the anchor location?
No.
All right. First up, board, is we have our board meeting minutes from May 7th. Have you had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Need me to put them up? All
You
right,
can
can I get a motion to approve?
so move.
Thanks, Russ.
Second.
Thanks, Rich. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, we'll turn the time over to Brendan to cover the second quarter financials.
Perfect. Have to share my screen. All right. Can you all see my screen?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. So here we have Wakara Ridge financial statements. These are financial statements through June 30th. And so on the financial statements, you'll see a comparison between the final budget that was adopted previously relative to the June 30th activity. These bonds were issued in early April, so we have about almost a quarter's worth of activity here. So we'll just dig in. So looking at the capital projects fund again, this is where that bond issuance comes in and then the money flows from there. So here we see in the other sources and uses section, there was a bond issuance in early April of $54,500,000 gross par amount. From that, we had roughly $1.4 million of monies spent on cost of issuance. That cost of issuance, we do have about $22,500 remaining of unspent cost of issuance. I will go back and reconcile with the information I have on what that $22,000 was intended for. But if there aren't any unpaid vendors at this point, which there should not be this far after, those monies then, after 90 days, they actually get moved up into the capital projects fund, and so they're available for the project. If it's not used, it's here for cost of issuance, it'll get used under the project. In addition to that, we did have roughly $14 million per the closing that got transferred to the debt service fund, and so we'll look at the status of those monies here momentarily. Now, what we do have the benefit of is with this bond issuance, those monies being held in interest-bearing accounts. If you look at the top under revenue, we have our interest and other income, but we did have roughly 225 million or 225,000. Let's put the right ending there. $225,000 of interest earnings, and so the bucket of money that's
Wow.
available for capital did increase by about 224,000. So what that does is gives us roughly, if you look at this ending fund balance, about $18.9 million of monies that are available for the project.
I like that interest thing.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. I'm still not used to it. I've been doing this for a very long time, and for the majority of my career, interest earnings on government funds were at about 0.01%, and so I didn't know what interest was for the last decade or two. So moving to the debt service fund, here again, if you look at that middle line, that other sources and uses, about $14 million came into the debt service fund from the bond issuance. And that is again made up of that capitalized interest component and that debt service reserve. I'll talk about those momentarily. But of that 14 million, to date in 2025, we have spent $500,000, 502, 422. We did have a June 1st payment on these bonds, and so there was an amount already paid in June towards that. We similarly have some interest income. So based on the reserves, we have roughly $153,000 of interest income. Did I say reserves? I meant revenues. Anyway, $153,000 in interest revenue, interest income. So that then leaves us with about 13.6, 13.7 million in total remaining funds. Now that's made up of two buckets. I'll repeat myself because we're in a different meeting, but essentially we have our capitalized interest line, that 8.7, 8.8, that covers your interest payments for the first few years. And while the development is occurring, and then you have your debt service reserve fund, about 4.8, 4.9 million that's in place as well. All right, any questions on this? Hearing none. And lastly, then moving here to the general fund.
Down the sidewalk.
Doesn't sound like a question, just sounds like background noise. All right, so.
Sorry, I'll mute.
No, you're good. On the general fund, little activity year to date. We do have Pinnacle's invoices for the first quarter, well, for second quarter, $660. We will get those submitted. I haven't submitted those yet. Those will be funded by developer advances. So we'll start gathering those invoices and making sure they're paid and tracking that. As invoices are paid by the developer and those become an obligation to repay the developer from future assessment fees, and we'll be tracking those and reporting those so that you have that amount available.
Ms. Board, so you guys know, and I forgot to say this with BlackRock, but we are not going to have an audit until next year. So that 10,000 is just going to roll into fund balance. So.
Yeah. So.
Or you guys aren't going to have to pay it.
Yeah.
If it's a developer advance. So.
That's right. Yeah. So any activity or issuances that happened in 2025, we won't have an audit until 2025 has ended. So to Michael's point, won't incur that cost and won't have to go through that extra effort. So it's a good thing. All right. Any questions? All right. That is what I had prepared for you today for your second quarter financial statement presentation.
Board, what you need then is a motion to accept those financials as presented.
I accept them.
Great. Thanks, Rich.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right. Do you guys have anything for us that we need to cover?
I don't think so.
The one thing I have is Nick and Rich, I'm going to do two things that I'll need you guys to sign. One is a fraud risk, and then the other one is the financial cert. They're due with the state auditor, so I'll shoot those over to you guys to get your signatures on. So,
can you copy Russ on that too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I don't need to be that. That's just you guys.
I just want to make sure you're okay with us signing it, Russ. Sorry.
Oh, no. Sorry, I was kidding.
Oh.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I think you are our counsel.
No, that's I'm not counsel for the PID.
All right.
I'll still shoot him over to him if that's what you'd
like. You know what? Just don't. Just.
They're just. State auditor requires us to do it every year, so you guys will see these every year. So.
Okay.
And it requires you as the chief administrative officer for the district, and then Nick is the chief financial officer. Actually, it won't be Nick. It'll be Cindy.
Cindy will love that.
The chief financial officer. So Those go with those titles.
I'll give her a heads up that you're sending it to her.
Okay. All right, you guys have anything else? Now, I'll just tell you the reason we have to wait for fiddlers until 9:30 is we have to post these with specific times. And really, the half hour we need is really when we get to the December meeting, when we have the public hearing in addition. So we
Are you
have to
talking
cover.
about 10 o'clock, not 9:30?
I think we have it at 9:30,
Yeah,
don't we?
it's 9:30, yeah.
No, it's 10 o'clock.
For fiddlers, I show it
Yeah.
at 9:30.
I do as well. 14 minutes now.
Do you have it at Rich at 10?
Yeah, no, no.
Do we
And I
need to
don't,
send you the link?
yeah, you might want to because I don't even know how to operate this thing and it automatically is on my 10 o'clock.
Okay. We'll
Maybe
shoot you.
it's until 10. 9:30 until 10.
No, it's 10 to 11.
Wow.
Well, we don't need an hour. I can conduct a meeting a little faster than that, Rich. So now, I like billing so Russ knows I'm actually billing.
Well, no, actually, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah. How much you love me billing. So, yeah, I'll shoot you over that, Rich, so you have it.
Wonder why I did that. Okay. Great.
All right. What I need then would be a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, that's unanimous.